Should police officers be allowed to pose as teenagers to target pedophiles? Should they be allowed to kill someone if they are obstructing justice? What about trafficking drugs in order to catch the mastermind of a major drug operation? President of the Queensland Council for Civil Liberties, Michael Cope, shares his thoughts on the matter.
Well, our view is that the police are like every other citizen. They are subject to the law. If the police are not subject to the law, if the police are able to violate the law, then that is a gross breach of the basic principles of the rule of law and of the principle of equality before the law. So we say that the police ought not to be, in any circumstances, entitled to break the law.
According to the legislation, police officers may break the law in certain circumstances if they follow the proper procedures.
The legislative scheme that we've got under the Police Powers and Responsibilities Act now authorise officers to commit certain offences within reasonable limits in order to secure evidence to prosecute relevant offenders. It provides them with the ability to approve them to commit certain offences in order to uphold the law that's being investigated. What the legislation's balanced out to do is enable us to breach the law in a minor fashion in order to chase them for the bigger picture.
Senior Sergeant Michael Eade describes a couple of kinds of unlawful activities that covert operatives would be able to undertake in the course of their police investigations.
The first would be, say, for a controlled activity into street prostitution or soliciting for prostitution in a public place. What we do there is get approval to undertake a controlled activity from a senior police officer. An officer would then pose as an individual looking for the services of a prostitute in a public area and engage them in a conversation. By means of them doing that, engaging the prostitute for the purpose of solicitation in public would be them committing an offence themselves, but that's authorised in order to detect the person that would be out there. The other example would be higher end, what you'd commonly refer to as your covert operative or your undercover police officer who has to ingratiate themselves or become introduced and involved with organised crime or a criminal venture in order to, one, collect evidence of the operation, and two, to determine who's involved in it.
There are precautions that are undertaken to prevent undercover police officers doing what they like.
One of the safeguards that they have involved is that in the major operations, an undercover operative has a controller or a handler, and they regularly report back so that plans can be modified if necessary, and further approvals can be undertaken if necessary.
For major undercover operations, a controlled operations committee comprising the police commissioner, the chairperson of the Crime and Misconduct Commission, and an independent member set by the Queensland government, often a retired judge, is required to determine when a controlled operation should be authorised. Despite the safeguards in place, the public appears to be divided on the issue of whether or not police officers should be allowed to break the law in exceptional circumstances. Eileen Tang, reporting for CCN.